only one that ever came Baffin Bay, where the whale fishes blow. The fate of Franklin, no man may know. The fate of Franklin, no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin alone, with his sailors do now my bug, it gives me pain. My long lost Franklin, I would cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to say on earth that my Franklin.
I wanna escape this dumbass world. Don't wanna be a tryst to a scene. I want my own line on some cheap horrid wine. I wanna get off cause it's me. So lay your head down on the road. Lay your head down on the road. So lay your head right down on the road. Lay your head down on the road. I wanna escape these dry eye stars. I wanna get high all the time. If I seen three sheets, that's because I'm three sheets. Unequivocally, I hate your kind. So lay your head down on the road. Lay your head down on the road. So lay your head right down on the road. So lay your head down. Diseased by these full jive suckers infesting me with their seeds. See me coming down the road with these fat white truckers. Say hello to sincerity. Then place your head down on the road. Lay your head down on the road. So lay your head right down on the road. So lay your head down on the road.
be different in the spring. I know you're a seasonal beast, like the starfish that drift in with the tide, with the tide.
Tuesdays at 6 to listen to good music together. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight. A minute pause. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, it's Doc Anomia with you again. Hope you're enjoying the show. Again, we're talking about the fearsome and the fervent business of water, bodies of water, be it an ocean, be it a sea, be it a threatening bathtub, something that is really just mysterious and age-old. There's a little factoid here. And again, I must have missed this in elementary school. But you know, with the water, like the ocean seawater, that's been there forever. And I know glaciers melt and things like that, but you know, the idea that this water is the same water that's been, you know, over thousands of years, you know, it just condensates from the clouds, and it's sort of this reciprocity between the clouds and the water and the sea. I mean, that's pretty fascinating. Also fascinating is, you know, getting things from the sea. I'm not talking about fishing or any kind of sea life, but I'm talking about things that wash up on the shore. Now, I'm a little embarrassed about telling you this because it kind of cut into my vacation and kind of really pissed my wife off. But I was walking along and saw this. We were looking at seashells and, you know, picking up the, you know, the nicer ones to try to, you know, put in the garden and all that kind of stuff or whatever. And I saw this, like, humongous shell, but it was, like, thick. It was, like, a quarter inch thick. And it wasn't a full shell, you know? And then I couldn't fathom it. I mean, it looked exactly like a skull, like part of a skull. Now, I kind of know of what I speak because, you know, I, you know, had, you know, studied anatomy. I had been in anatomy labs. And I got really concerned because, you know, people get lost at sea. I mean, you know, they... you know, they have loved ones who don't know whatever happened to them. And I got really agitated, you know, and I was telling my wife, I don't think this is a show. I think this is part of someone's skull. And it wasn't an animal thing because it looked, you know, I mean, it was just like the top of the head, right? All, you know, not fractured, but sort of, you know, I don't know. I, you know, had little... kind of little sutured look things that a skull would have, and you know, it looked pretty beat up, it looked pretty weathered. And so, you know, my wife said it's a shell. Well, I ended up, you know, taking it to the local police in Myrtle Beach, and who are very familiar with beachwear and beach bombs and beach happenings and certainly seashells. And they really laughed at me. They really, really laughed at me and thought I was just a, you know, idiot. But I was doing what I thought was the civil and humane thing to do. I thought a skull part had washed up on shore. So I don't know. Anyway, it was embarrassing, but it didn't really wreck the vacation. But, you know, between my wife laughing at me and the cop laughing at me, it was a little bit of unpleasantness for a few hours. Anyway, we continue.
The barren waves without the taste of water. Stars a pool of water. We pray for water. Ooh, clear. don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. He spreads the burning sand with water. Say, Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. Just one thing more than water. Ooh, clear water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Live.
It's time for the 2 o'clock special. It's what everyone has been waiting for. And I know some of you already know what this is. We are talking about food and water from the third world. Think about it. We're running out. We need it here, and we're going to take it from other countries using money that we borrow from them. It's just so crazy. It could work more than any other faith that man or woman has ever known.
Believing in it will convince them to believe in it.
That's right. We're not talking Chinese dog, though we are also talking Chinese dog. Well, anyway, so let's get right down to it. How do you extract food and water from the third world? Well, just imagine when all that currency runs out. Have you ever considered how much pure, drinkable water can be extracted from one single child?
It's unbelievable.
Well, indeed, so have we. The answer is finally here. Are you ready for this? You can extract 3 fluid ounces per child. Isn't that incredible? Come on, guys. That's the precise amount that's allowed to be carried onto airplanes, in fact.
Yeah.
So the level of convenience is astounding. That entire 3 ounces can be extracted in a matter of minutes from one single child. Isn't that
amazing.
Something? Imagine the creative reuse of the world's excess children today.
I thought they were just being used on the organ market and they offer sex and
certainly,
other things.
Certainly, they are. But we think this is cleaner, purer, requires no filtration of any kind. The organ business, it's a very gray area, especially on the inside.
You know, I've heard a number of complaints and some apprehension, actually, in purchasing products like these. Because a lot of people say, well, aren't these just the byproducts of children used for, you know, like very promiscuous toddlers and that sort of thing? When you've gone through their organs and sold them to Israelis and Americans and other people, and Guatemalans
food.
Even. I mean, for
sure.
Food.
Yeah.
Actually, they have a problem with this. Of these children that have been cast away. So
correct.
What can you say about that?
3 full ounces of water per child through our patented cold press expeller technology right here on the Chopping Channel. An entire generation of unwanted children, and you compressed them into drinkable water in perfect recyclable plastic bottles, you would solve much of the drought problem in California today.
Of course, there are children that we're not going to want to eat, and those children are our own. And for them, we have the one-of-a-kind cradle of civilization.
Right, and also a lot of people ask about byproducts. It's fantastic.
I do live in Sausalito. As a matter of fact, I've been in Sausalito for quite some time.
Right.
It's alarming how much it's become just a part of everything that I do, really, I drive from Berkeley to Sausalito, and then I take the express. I mean, you got the bar train over here, and it's a very strange thing going on.
Something very strange is indeed
you know,
going on. Your voice is...
Excuse me.
Your voice is changing.
I
seem to be having trouble breathing.
I'm okay.
Let me explain. It's a window of time, and I become this man who can claim he is man of the world. But I don't agree with this man. If you understand, I have not understood.
I have not understood it either.
You know, this all began when I signed up for the accent removal courses, and I don't remember what else.
But it's okay, we are here selling things.
Yeah, but you have reverted back to some sort of primal self.
It's a dual nature. It's like the spirituality in me is coming to you. And relax, and moving in and out you. Don't let me stop you from selling. It's my prerogative, you say.
I guess. What country are you, were you originally from?
From all over the world, my friend. From all over the world. That's why they call me the man of the world.
Are we bombing your country yet?
I think so, yes.
I certainly hope so, because I don't know why we're putting up with this. Frankly, I don't get it. Now, think about this.
I always agree.
Not only can you buy it, you need to buy it.
I need to buy it.
Because it's food.
It's food.
Let's get right down to it. It's food. Flavor crystals can come from all sorts of reasons. The culture defines the flavor.
Yes.
It is. And they can come with their own cultures, or you can have them wiped.
Wow. I'll tell you, I don't take one of these. I don't take one at all.
Relax.
Anyway, upgrade it.
You just got 6.0.
No, not me. You. Don't get freaked out. 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 Don't
get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked
out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get
freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get
freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get
freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get
freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked
out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out. Don't get freaked out.
Sinusoid is a motion picture of such biting, gnawing terror it claws at your brain. Schizoid, so mind-boggling, the following warning has been posted in the theater. Schizoid is not recommended viewing for persons with schizophrenic tendencies. Schizoid, the loss of reality, a personality split in two.
It's terrifying, Doctor. This long corridor, and then thousands of bats attacking me. I run into a room. A woman is there. And I just plunge a dagger into her heart. Tell me it's a nightmare. Please, let it be a nightmare.
Was it a dream, or was it real? Don't miss Schizoid, an American International Pictures release in color, rated R. Schizoid, it might even drive you out of your mind.
Together, things ain't Soy McGruff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Si crees que comprarlos es inofensivo, piénsalo de nuevo. Estos suelen hacerse con ingredientes potencialmente peligrosos, incluso letales, que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en McGruffPSA.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
Recibí un mensaje de texto pidiéndome que apruebe una transferencia bancaria que no realicé. Seguramente tú también recibes mensajes como este. Gran parte de nuestras vidas está en Internet, desde el correo electrónico hasta la cuenta bancaria. A fin de asegurarme que mi información estaba protegida, visité el sitio web Secure Our World de CESA para aprender pasos sencillos para mantenerme segura en línea. Ahora sé cómo protegerme de los estafadores y tú también puedes aprender. Dirígete a CESA en CISA.gov/Secure Our World para más consejos.
I spent the day under the water, I spent the day under the water, I spent the day under the water today. I was a big ping ball, a big ping ball, a big ping ball. I was a big ping ball at the bottom of the sea, the broad green sea. Oh, oh, oh. Fishes came and looked at me, the little fishies came and looked at me, the little fishies came and looked at me at the bottom of the broad green sea. And there I was, and there I was, and there I was for all the little fishies to see. There I was, sitting on the sand in the broad green sea. I spent the day under the water, I spent the day under the water, I spent the day under the water today. The sea's a big green lens, a big green lens, a big green lens. The little birdies looked at me under the broad green sea. I spent the day under the water today. A big pink ball, I was a big pink ball, I was a big pink ball, I was a big pink ball on the bottom of the sea, the broad green sea. I spent the day on the water. I spent the night on the beach. Bleached. And then I was bleached. Washed up. Yeah. Washed up and bleached. Bleached white as a bone. White as a bone. So
that's my story. That's my story for tonight. Sad, but true. Makes you kind of want to cry. Makes you kind of want to cry. Let this be a lesson to you.
Set twists to the big beat sound of the Del Airs, swinging out with six rocking hits. While the cycle gangs burn up the road and strong arm their way into the party with fists flying. While teenagers prepare for a secluded slumber party, terror strikes from the bottom of the sea. An invasion of ghoulish atomic beasts who live off human blood.
living dead. They're zombies.
waves are hitting the beach and up to 20 feet high.
All right, friends, it's just about that time to say goodbye. I want to say goodbye and see you next week. Enjoy.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey everybody, I hope you enjoy Too Evil for a Human Name. I am Peter, and this is the new and newer music show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 10, and an encore Thursday from 1 to 2. I hope you had a great week.